Good afternoon. A storm system heading in from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes is producing significant cloud cover today. A warm front pushing by is touching off showers from time to time, which will be common into the afternoon and evening hours as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 70s. Humidity will also be on the increase as the storm system approaches for the second half of the day. With the increase in humidity and that storm system drawing nearer after dark tonight, showers will become more numerous, and thunderstorms are also possible during the overnight hours. Temperatures will drop back into the 60s for overnight lows. As that storm system and a trough of low pressure pivot through the region tomorrow, we'll still run the risk at more showers and thunderstorms from time to time into the early part of the afternoon. Gradually, though, we'll start a drying trend for the second half of the afternoon on Thursday, maybe even a few breaks of sunshine, which will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 70s to around 80. After the storm system departs, high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, and we'll have a big warm-up as we head into Friday and especially over the upcoming weekend. We'll have mostly sunny skies and humid weather on Friday as highs soar into the upper 80s. Then hazy, hot, and humid both weekend days with highs on Saturday in the lower 90s and lower to mid-90s on Sunday. Just a small chance at a pop-up isolated thunderstorm both weekend days, otherwise hot and dry. An isolated thunderstorm is possible in this hot and humid weather on Monday, but highs should still reach into the lower to mid-90s before a front approaches on Tuesday with more scattered showers and storms and highs sliding back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system will continue moving eastward across the Midwest today and into the lower Great Lakes region tonight and tomorrow. Along and south of its associated cold front, thunderstorms are likely, with a marginal risk of severe weather extending from the Niagara frontier south to Atlanta and then west to the mid-Mississippi Valley. There's also a minor risk of flash flooding for these areas. And a stationary front lingering along the Carolina coast will cause some heavy rain and more flash flooding in these locations as well. As the low and fronts move east, rain chances will increase for the Appalachians and Mid-Atlantic today. 1 to 2 inches of rain possible in these locations. There's a slight risk of flash flooding for the central Appalachians. And hot temperatures will remain in place for much of the west, the central and southern plains, and spreading into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley and southeast through tomorrow. A few record highs are possible in the central high plains. The hot weather, combined with extended dry weather, has prompted the National Weather Service to issue red flag warnings from Las Vegas through Utah and into southern Wyoming as the fire weather danger is increasing in these areas. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, a chance of showers, upper 70s. Boston increasing clouds in the upper 70s and cloudy with showers in Buffalo and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 97 set in 1941, and the record low 45 set in 1970 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with showers developing through the afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with scattered showers possible today, especially later in the afternoon, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Cloudy with more showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with showers likely by the afternoon today and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers likely this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, especially the first part of the day, perhaps some breaks of sun later, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, very warm and humid Friday, upper 80s. Hazy, hot and humid Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid 90s. More hot and humid weather on Monday with an isolated thunderstorm possible, lower to mid-90s, and a better chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs sliding back into the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.